Yeah, definitely, you know, my footwork and my movement, you know, my quickness and stuff is starting to come back because I'm starting to get used to carrying the weight again. So, you know, going a whole year not carrying that weight will get you. So, you know, then a year carrying it kind of helps out. So I'm moving pretty well.
Aren't you kind of a prototype 5 technique defensive end in this 3-4?
Hey, you said it. It didn't come out of my mouth.
What do you think about that particular position in the 3-4?
I think there's a lot of opportunities to make plays. So, you know, I'm just whatever they need me to do, I'll do it.
In 2012, when you were going through the draft process, were there 3-4 teams talking to you about being a 3-4?
Yeah, I mean, really, that's where I thought I was going to end up, was in a 3-4 team. So, you know, it's nice to be in my natural position.
Why does it fit you better in your mind?
I think the length and the size combination. You know, I'm not really a speed rusher. I'm not really a big 330-pound defensive tackle either. So I'm kind of a tweener, and that's what, you know, really you need at the 3-4.
You, I think at the end of last year, you went on record saying you hate the Patriots. Did you hear about the Deflategate news today?
I don't even want to talk about that. That's last year. This is the new year. They want to deflate balls. Let them deflate balls. You know, at the end of the day, we got to go out there and play football. You know, so that's what it comes down to. It's just a bunch of guys out there running into each other at the end of the day. The toughest guy usually wins.
So does it bother you? Or is it just like, it's more irritating that you have to talk about?
Yeah, I just don't even, I don't care. It's, what am I can't change it. If I say something, it's not going to change the outcome of the Super Bowl that just happened, right? You know, it doesn't really matter. Are they going to take it away from them? That's not going to affect me at all. It's not going to put any more money in my pocket. It's not going to give me a ring. I'm more worried about our team going to win a ring.
What are your impressions of Coach Kolar in the last few weeks?
He's got a lot of fire, you know, and he gets after guys, and he keeps you going, makes you hustle, and I love a guy like that. So he's a great guy.
Did you know much about him before you got here?
No, not really. A couple different guys around the league had mentioned him to me, saying that was like the perfect coach for me, and you know, we work out together, and, you know, I'm pretty excited about having them here.
That was before you
were... Yeah, before I even knew they were coming here.
Have you been surprised maybe how long it's taken for you to sort of feel good again after all that happened?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I'm very impatient with things like that. When it comes to my body and my recovery and stuff, I'm very impatient. So I really thought I was gonna bounce back a lot quicker than I did. And I bounced back health-wise, just the way I moved wasn't, you know, my movements and stuff. And you still, subconsciously, you hesitate a little bit just because you're protecting of a certain area. But really, that's completely out of my mind now, and I'm not even thinking about it. So I get back to playing the way I like to play.
You know, it seemed like they just drafted you, and here you are in your contract year. Has it struck you that, boy, this is flying by fast?
I mean, it's like everything's like that, you know. At the first, like, 2 years go by real slow, then the last 2 years fly. You know, college was like that, and, you know, it's when you're winning games and you're having fun, you know, I'm not really thinking about a contract or anything. My main goal is winning a Super Bowl. That's all I care about right now. You know, if you win a Super Bowl, everybody gets paid. So that's our goal right now as a team.
Derek, were you surprised or upset at all that Terrence signed elsewhere after he kind of hinted that he might take the hometown discount? And just, I guess, how big of a loss is that on that D-line?
You know, it's a big loss, you know, player-wise, personality-wise, you know, in the locker room, having a guy that, you know, Terrence was a good friend of mine. I got a lot of respect for the guy. You know, just it's a business, man. That's just the way it goes. You can't pick and choose your friends and who's going to stay and what's going to happen. So you just got to kind of roll with it, and we'll make do with what we got.
Anything else? Okay, thank you.
All right, guys.